Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. We are a money-conscious culture. Indeed, the phrase, money talks, has never been more true. Money influences elections, determines where we live and learn, and for some people, shapes how they feel about themselves and their world. In fact, a recent survey found that the number one goal of most high school students was very simple and a little disturbing. They just want to be rich. Forget world peace or curing cancer. It's having money and what it will buy that motivates many young people. There's substantial research showing that money is not the primary factor in achieving happiness, although it is important. Let's not delude ourselves. Life is more pleasant when you have enough money to live on. But after that, wealth does not determine happiness, and rich people are not necessarily happier than poorer ones. What should parents teach their children about money, about earning it and saving it and spending it? Many parents are a bit nervous about the prospect of discussing financial issues with their children and teenagers. And it's important to note that financial decisions should be adult decisions. Children simply lack the maturity and wisdom to make decisions about money. But how and when will kids learn to handle money wisely? How do they learn where it comes from and whether to save it or spend it? Before you can teach your children about money, you have to understand its value in your own life. Remember, children always learn more from a parent's actions than from words alone. If you seek instant gratification, spend freely, and pile up credit card debt, your child is unlikely to learn to save or to be able to wait and save for something. If you give your child everything she wants the moment she wants it, she's likely to believe that she should always receive what she wants immediately, because she always has. And those beliefs may not be in your child's long-term best interests. Here are some thoughts to consider if you want your child to learn to respect money and to handle it wisely. Consider giving your child a small allowance each week. This amount should not be tied to chores. It's simply money your child can have to practice with. Keep it reasonable. A preschooler may get 50 cents or a dollar a week, preferably in shiny quarters, while an older child may get a couple of dollars. Your child can decide what to do with the money, whether to save it or spend it, but there is no borrowing against next week's allowance. Eventually, kids figure out that if they want to buy something grand, they need to save their allowance each week until they have enough. Don't say, "We can't afford it," to a child if you're not prepared to explain why. You don't have to go into detail, but when children are old enough, usually in the latter part of elementary school, you can give them a general idea of income and expenses and why spending the last penny in the bank account is not a good idea. When your child wants something, ask him, "What's your plan for earning the money? How many weeks' allowance will it take? What extra work are you willing to do to earn enough?" Your child will experience frustration along the way, but she'll learn habits that will serve her well later in life and will be more likely to truly appreciate what she has. Don't hand out money indiscriminately. It's fine to help out with a special project or an occasional treat, but if you don't want your child to treat you like an ATM, don't act like one. Learning to work hard and manage money wisely doesn't just happen. These skills must be carefully taught. And the sooner you begin, the better. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.